More than 100,000 Arizona elementary through high school students will be taking part in a field test for one of the assessments aligned with the Common Core Education Standards. Here, they're called Arizona College and Career Ready Standards. The PARC field testing starts next week and runs for about a month in more than 1,400 schools around the state. Jennifer Lewer with the State Education Department says it's a pretty low-stakes situation for the kids taking the test.
Students are not going to be rated or graded on how they do on this test. It really is about finding out if our systems work, as well as giving our students a chance to take a look at a next-generation test.
PARC is one of a few tests that's aligned with the new math and English standards. The State Board of Education will ultimately pick one of them to replace AIMS. Students should start taking the new test next school year. Pearl Chang Yisaw, president and CEO of the education group Expect More Arizona, says the next few weeks should give schools a sense of how ready they are for whichever new test the state starts using next year.
I don't think the field test is a tool for assessing whether PARC is the right test for Arizona. I think the field test is more of an opportunity for our schools to do a test run with transitioning to any new test, PARC or any other test.
Yisaw says the state will pick a new assessment based on a number of factors, including whether the results are comparable across states and the ability to get results more quickly. The Education Department's Jennifer Lewer says the new assessment will likely be a change for many students.
Even if PARC is not the new assessment that we go with, more than likely this new assessment is going to be an online-based assessment. And so making sure that schools have the broadband available, have the resources available, this gives us a chance to ensure that that infrastructure is there.
Lewer says the field test will also benefit the test developers, who can look at the results and make tweaks to questions based on how students answer them. She says the field test is voluntary and that not all classrooms in a participating school will take part. There's also the issue of funding. Governor Brewer has asked for $13.5 million to implement the new assessment in the upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers appear to be proposing less than that. One of the districts that'll be participating in the field testing is the Peoria Unified School District. Deputy Superintendent Heather Cruz says about 2,900 students across several grades will be taking PARC starting April 22nd.
It is a valuable experience to get a glimpse into this, next generation assessment, to make sure that we're on track and that we're really aligning our resources to be on track with that, as well as to, you know, see how our students perform. How do they react in that situation? So it gives us kind of a glimpse to see, is our preparation correct or do we need to make some course corrections?
How comfortable are you with the technology that your district has as far as having the computers or tablets available for enough students to use them to take the test?
We do not have enough. I'll just be honest. I'm not sure any district has enough. With the cut in capital budgets over the last years, we've lost over $40 million. We have not been able to even replace computers, let alone continue to buy more so that we have enough breadth across our district to, you know, get a whole grade level of students on computers at the same time. We could not accommodate that in our district.
So given that some of your students will be using paper and pencil, some will be doing the online version, will the experience be potentially more valuable to some students than others?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Not having seen the assessments, I can tell you that if you take it online, there are technology-enhanced questions that have other pieces to them. It gives students the ability to highlight online, calculators, etc., that, you know, the experience could look very, very different on paper. So it's going to be a very interesting experiment, so to speak, to see how students perform in these two different environments.
Now, as you said, your district doesn't have enough computers. Presumably, you know, there's some other infrastructure needs there as well. So I'm curious, what exactly are you hoping to learn, given that it seems like you know at least some of what some districts would hope to know?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how students react. We do some online testing in our district already with internal assessments, so we have been working towards that, as well as, you know, we are adding to part of the collective good with this assessment. You know, you do need to field test to see what items are valid and reliable, so that in the end, when you really roll out the real assessment, you have a quality assessment. So being a part of that is also, I believe, a good thing and part of what we should do.
Heather Cruz is Deputy Superintendent of the Peoria Unified School District. Heather, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Mark.